Finder. As you look to your left and to your right, you will see today the candles burning upon the walls. Those very places that the bishop marked with chrism 110 years ago. They burn here every year, hopefully, on the anniversary of its consecration, to remind us of the holiness of this place. But those candles and the altar and all the sacred mysteries which are celebrated here and in which you can participate should remind you also that you also, by your baptism, are living stones, which God has already, in anticipation of the new Jerusalem to come, the glories of heaven, He has already built you into a church. You also, living stones, and Christ is the capstone, the cornerstone. You belong to Him, just as this building belongs to God by its sacred nature. If this building is holy, then you as living stones should be holy. Your souls should be as beautiful, as every church should be. And all that you do should give honor to that sacred nature of your own person as being the dwelling, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Church gives us these anniversaries to remind us not only of God's great goodness and awesome, fearful nature of the great gifts that He gives us, but also of the fearful privilege it is that we will have one day, hopefully, to stand before Him, not behind a crack in a rock, not gazing up the ladder, not encountering Him in mystery in the church, but face to face, in a place where every tear will have been wiped from our eyes. And there shall be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain anymore, and all things will be new. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.